Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey Jasmine. I was just getting on. I had got an email link to set up this deal. Was talking to somebody else. The phone actually hung up. But here's the deal. I want to make sure before I try to set this account up that I didn't have an account already. Like, I'm not for sure. I want to look that up and make sure if that's the fact. Like,
Okay.
before.
What's the email address and I can check.
Russell Bever, 89, at
Okay.
iCloud.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was Russell's at RUSSELL.
And it's
Okay.
BEVER.
Okay, BEV as in Victor, ER.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then what was the rest of it?
89
At
at
iCloud.
iCloud.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, let's see here. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so yes, you do have an account, but basically it's under this email address. So you would actually be logging in with that email address on the website. And so did you have your password?
I don't have a password like that. I don't
Okay.
understand. Like, I don't mean like.
Okay. Well, usually when you make your purchase, it looks like you just made your purchase today. So usually when you make a purchase, then they will send you your password, like a basically like a system password, so that way you're able to create your account. If you don't have one, then I can make a password for you. So that way I can, hold on just one
So
second. It looks like someone that you just spoke to just messaged, in regards to your call. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. All right. She was just, Shelly went, the lady that you were talking to, she was apologizing that the call, I guess, that the call dropped. And she didn't want you to think that she had hung up on you. I guess the call got
oh yeah, she's
disconnected.
cool.
So, yeah, she was just letting me know in our chat. Okay, so what I can do, just to make it simple for you, let's see here. Okay, I'll make your password for you. I'll just make a simple password for you, and of course you can just go on and redo your password once you've logged on. But I'll just do it as BEVER 89 and then the at symbol all lowercase. And let's see here. And I'll just reset it as that and then you should be able to log in. So it'll be BEVER 89 and then the at sign. And I'll go ahead and submit that. Oh, hold on just one second. Well, it's not letting me. Let me see here. Okay. Won't let me do it for some reason. Just one moment. Let me try this again. And maybe it might will not let me put that at sign in there. All right. Okay, I was able to actually save it under the first part of your email handle. So RUSSELLBEVER 89, all lowercase. That will be your password. I was able to update it, and then of course your email address. So using that, you should be able to log into your members area. Now, I do see here you got your transit period guide, but I also see here that you don't have any of your birth date or any of that information updated on your account, and that is going to affect the I guess like
God.
it being correct.
So do we fix that right now? Is that going to be a problem, or is
Yeah, I
that
can
done?
do that. Yes, we can do that. Okay, so it looks like here the
So
one that they
I
sent
gotta put that
over.
in there.
Okay, it just didn't, doesn't look like it transferred over to your account for some reason. Okay, so what I have here is I have April 1st, 1993 as the date. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. And happy belated birthday. Okay, and then you have 1:15 p.m. as your time of birth, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty.
Or I think it's that time, and I mean, it. Well, that's what I was told, anyhow. I don't have
Okay.
it. I need a. Is that something I can change later on? If, because I was actually going to try to go and order a birth certificate, because you know, some of your birth certificates, like the originals, they have the time and date and the office. Or I'm about to say the fucking officer. Get that shit out of your fuck. The doctor, you know what I'm saying? They did all the boots there and all of that.
Okay. Yes, you can. If you find that the time, because that does take, like that does make a difference. So if you do find that that's not the correct time, just let us know and we can just update it and then we can regenerate your report. That's actually what I'm going to do now is regenerate your transit period guide. Let's see here. Let's see.
How did she know I was even talking to you? She could see the numbers?
Yeah, she can. We can see who is speaking to who, like who has spoken, like who has spoken to you in the past. If you call on the same number, or if you call back again, then we can see like the person that calls into our system.
Cool,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, okay. Let's see
Oh, her
here.
name is
Good.
Shelly. That's pretty cool. All right, cool.
Okay, and let's see here. Okay, United States. Okay, what state were you born in?
Texas.
Okay. All right, and what city in Texas?
Greenville.
Okay, Greenville. Okay. Alrighty.
I'm glad I called back because I was for sure I had an account because it took me right to something I had already filled out before.
Yes, and that's the only one that's under that one, under that email address. They'll only allow you to make one account per email address. So let's see here. Greenville.
I'm about to be flat out trying to fix it. Like, I'll be trying to fix that right now and be like, what the hell? I'm still
Period
learning
count.
technology.
Okay, so I've sent a request to regenerate your report with with everything that's updated. So just allow, once you get logged in, it'll show in the members area library. It'll be at the top of the page when you log in. It'll say library, and it'll take you to like the, I guess, like purchased items. So your transit period guide will be there. It can take 20 minutes up to 24 hours, depending on how many transits you have. And there'll be like a little clock, like a sand, like timer thing, like
Hourglass.
one of those sand, yeah, hour, yes, hourglass. So it'll basically turn over. It'll basically turn over and be done once your transit period guide is done. So it may take a few minutes, but that's where it'll be.
Okay. My
Okay.
only question is this right here. I had on the purchase order. It was telling me that it was going to be a year transit. So when I was talking to Shelly, that was one of the things that she mentioned to me that I found interesting right off the rip was that she told me it was for 6 months and the purchase. Because I don't know who this. I don't know if y'all. Because now I'm kind of confused between this right here. Who's Dawn?
Okay, so Dawn, she is the head of Astrology Answers. She's in our UK office. Our Astrology Answers is a UK company, and then customer service is in the US because of our time. So we can service a lot more people. If they need assistance on US time rather than the UK time because they're ahead of us. So she's usually one of the ones from home office that sends you out like special offers and things like that. Now with the transit period guide, that's the pricing for the 6 month one, just regular pricing. If she sent you a offer, like a special offer, then you would have to actually purchase it through that link. So, because sometimes we don't have access to the special offers that they'll send out to some customers, because we just basically have whatever offers they're running in customer service. And sometimes they do send out special offers. So it looks like this offer, I'm not sure if you did go through the link or how you purchased it, but this one was for 6 months.
That's interesting because I didn't even know that I was going to the deal until now. I actually guess I hadn't even typed in to go particularly to this web address, but I go through everything through my email, and I had like it was. So let me explain. When I ordered this transit period guide, it was an email from because all my emails say, as you know, it says Don slash fucking Astrology Answers, and I just got another email right now that I'm looking at right now. It's the welcoming deal. It's talking about the access to the website and all that. Don says hi, Russell, da da da. But anyhow, I didn't purchase it outside the link. Like that didn't. How is that like?
Well, usually, like if you did purchase it with the link, then it'll usually be purchased for whatever the offer was. If you had an offer for something else and then it showed up as a transit period guide, what you can do is just take a screenshot of that offer. And just send it to support@astrologyanswers.com. And that's the email for home office and see if they can change it to the 12-month transit period guide for the pricing that you purchased it for. Because I'm showing here that the link that the offer was for 6 months that went through. So I'm not sure if maybe that may have been an error for the link that they sent you. Or what, but they should be able to correct it if you send that screenshot of where it offered it for 12 months at that price.
So, okay, this is going to be interesting. I understand. Well, because all of them have her picture at the bottom of it. It says Don, da, da, da. I'm looking at the one that I ordered off of right now. It was the last email that came from there. That was one. What time was it? It was 1:08 p.m. I'm thinking that was today. It just says that I hadn't been. It says 4 days ago you sent a request for the reading or whatever, and that it said that I haven't been reading them, that they wanted, then she says to reply back. All right, now it's got two blue links on here, one for you really should read your personal astrology report while now, right now. I clicked on that, took me to this web page. I don't know, dude. I'm confused, but I'm, like I said, I don't know. I'm probably wasting time. So screenshot that and send it to who? The support?
Just support@astrologyanswers.com. Now, keep in mind, since it is going to home office, they are in the UK and they're 6 hours ahead of us. So if they don't, like right now, like if you were to send it now, they probably wouldn't get it until like business hours, because they're right now it would be in the like early morning hours. So once they get it, then they'll respond back to you. You can just let them know that you're with your account, that it was showing a 6 month transit period guide, but the offer that you had received for that pricing and the link that you went through was for 12 months, and see if they can go ahead and get it changed for you, because they can change it. They just need to see the offer and see if like there was maybe some sort of mistake.
I understand that, but now, like the time discrepancy and stuff like that. But here's the thing that I'm trying to be confused at is, you're saying months, like it says months. That would have been a word that I would have picked up on inside the deal, because clearly it would say the number and then the months. It was just telling me like, why don't you purchase your year? You know what I'm saying? It says a year. Like that's what I was looking at. So is there gonna be a like is there gonna be something like a loophole here? Is that like a loophole or whatever? Or is that not gonna be sufficient
No,
report against this?
you just need to send it over and show them that what you purchased said that it was supposed to be for a year, and then they can correct it for you. We don't have access to the link, like the emails, like that go to customer, that go to a home office, since we're just in customer service. So that would need to go to them, but since they send out those offers. So if you'll just send it over to them and just let them know, like show them where you made your purchase and everything, where it said the year, then they'll correct it for you.
Like, well, I'm sorry if I'm asking so many questions, but that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, where do I find what you're talking about? Because like I'm not like
Do you not have the
I need
link
both. I need.
anymore of where you made your purchase?
Well, I mean that's why look that's why I'm trying to get across to you. I'm sorry. Like I do not know how to, you know, I have some past issues, you know, as far as like while I'm not tech as tech savvy as you right now, so I'm not understanding. Like,
Okay,
dude, like
so
just where did I go to get that? Like I'm at the link, I'm clicking in, I went to the email. I pulled
So
the email.
you have the email pulled up
I have the
now?
email pulled up now. When I click on it,
Okay.
she says what I just told you. I clicked on the blue, There's two blue links. It says urgent at the top, and then it says read your astrology report. Right now, I'm going through the astrology report that I gave, that I was given. All right, and now here's the deal. Where's it at? I just seen it. Click here to claim your personalized transit period guide to luck and happiness. All right, click there. I just clicked on the gold. All right, now step one, complete the form below. I gave that information. I gave that already, so I really don't want to, like,
Well,
I don't want to.
what you can do, does it say on the original one that it's for a year for like the original email where it's sent telling you to click on it to claim your transit period guide?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Like, okay, right here. That's 1 full year of. All right. So right above this link, this gold little fucking link, or excuse my language, I don't know how you feel about cussing, but anyhow, right above it, it says that's 1 full year of knowing what to expect from that from the personalized guidance you need to
Okay.
have the best year of your life. I clicked on that and used that.
Okay. So that's the screen that you need to basically need to screenshot. Are you on a computer or are you on a phone?
No, I'm using my phone.
Okay, so if you're on a phone, then basically you would just use the screenshot. Like if you have an option to do screenshot on, or you have an iPhone. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the
Okay,
iPhone. I just did
so.
one now.
Okay, yeah, so if you have an iPhone, then you can just screenshot that, and that'll show on there. That's what they need to see, that it was the offer, it was for a year, and that it went through for 6 months only. So you can just attach that, you can just attach that screenshot to the email that you're sending, and then they'll be able to see it and take care of it from there.
Okay, now, so this is what I need help with right now. I'm sorry, you know, I just got that. I just did what you did, said now, said, so do I, like, I went, I clicked okay, I'm sending it. I just clicked on my little lettered thingamajig, which would be the
Okay,
email.
so if you're what you're going to be doing is you're going to be emailing that picture with the email that you're sending to support. So you need
I
to
get that.
create an email,
I'm
and
creating
then
that right now.
and when you're creating that email, depending on what type of email you're using, there'll be an option on there that you can attach. And then you can just attach that picture. It'll ask you if it's the last picture that you want to, like the last
Last
picture that
one.
you took. It should ask you, like how,
I'm
like,
using my
or
email.
what email are you using? Is it a Gmail or what type of email?
I use cloud account, and right now I'm just like I'm trying to figure out what address bar do I put to, because right now the two is blank. It says free reading to free reading
Okay, so
astrology
you
answer.
don't need to worry about the link anymore. You've already made your purchase. What you're doing is sending a picture over to support, and then and showing them that what you purchased was like for the link, what you selected to purchase was for the year, and you only got 6 months. So you need to show them a screenshot of the offer of what you got. So what you need to do is whatever email you're using, if you're using Gmail or Outlook or what have you, you need to pull up an email and then email support@astrologyanswers.com and then attach that picture to it. Of course, you know, write that you only got a 6 month transit period guide when the offer was for a year. But just attach the picture to that email.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now, but what I'm saying is, how do I picture on there?
I'm sorry, you're breaking out. How do you what?
How do I get the, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what I need to know is, one of the biggest informations that I need to know is, you just gave me my answer, but I didn't quite catch it. So on the two, like, what's the address for that? Like,
oh, the email address?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. support@astrologyanswers.com.
All right, put that there. I got that. Now, do I put a subject?
You can just put like a issue with transit period guide. So that way, you can put like abbreviation TPG, which is usually what it's abbreviated in our system, and they'll know what you're talking about. T as in, T, P as in Paul, G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
So.
There should be an attachment. Usually it's in the form of a paper clip. Or something like that, or it'll give you like three little dots or something like that. It'll give you an option to attach the email.
Well, I mean, what I did was, I should have stayed in there. When you told me that was wrong, what I was doing earlier, you were telling me that that didn't need to do the link. You were saying that a free deal, I had the thing in there. The only thing I was trying to get was the address.
Okay, so you have the picture attached?
Well, I did. I think I figured it out.
Okay. Yeah, you can, because I'm not sure what the attachment is. I don't use iCloud emails, so I'm not sure what the attachment, but usually it is like, there's usually like three little lines in the corner or three little dots, or there'll be a paper clip. Either one of those, like a paperclip icon, or you can press on it, and then it'll basically be able to let you attach any files or pictures that you want to.
Ah, I found it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in the corner. You don't do that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, attached it for that's
mm-hmm.
1 full year. Da, 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 cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. So it's to support@e.astrology.com, astrologyanswers.com. Right.
No, it's just support@astrologyanswers.com. There's no E in it. It's just support@astrologyanswers.com.
Yeah, when I was typing that in, this is the get off there, you mother. Damn, man, y'all be making things difficult sometimes, dude. Fuck. Stop it. So yeah, when I was typing it, that was one of the emails that popped up as because
mm-hmm.
apparently I've used it before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure. You're going to piss me the fuck off, you motherfucker.
Okay. If you would, please stop using profanity on the line, sir. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's why I apologize. It's not something I'm,
Okay. Okay, so it's just just support@astrologyanswers.com, and you can just let them know that there was a discrepancy with what you were charged, and they'll be able to assist you from there.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. You take care.
You as well.
I'm sorry for cussing, though. That's not something I normally do. It's just it's a normal
mm-hmm.
normal thing, though, to be honest with you. But I do cuss.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling Astrology Answers, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.